Hey everyone, and welcome back to The Deep Dive. Today we are going to be jumping into the world of Nextcloud.
Oh yeah, Nextcloud.
You know, that platform that's been making waves, promising to put you back in control of your digital life. We've been poring over a ton of articles and even took a deep dive into Nextcloud's own website, especially their sections on About, Talk, Files, Groupware, and Office.
Yeah, it's a pretty extensive look at what they offer.
It is. It's like a digital smorgasbord.
Mm-hmm.
But our mission today is to help you, the listener, really understand what Nextcloud is all about, why it's gaining so much traction, and whether it might be the right fit for your needs.
I think a lot of people are curious, especially with all the talk about data privacy these days.
Exactly. And one of the things that really caught my eye is Nextcloud's focus on security and privacy.
Mm-hmm.
In a world where data breaches and online security are constant concerns, it's refreshing to see a platform that puts control directly in the user's hands.
Absolutely. That's a big part of their appeal. So for our listeners who might not be familiar with Nextcloud, let's break it down. Yeah, let's start with the basics. What exactly are we dealing with here?
In essence, Nextcloud is a suite of applications. But the key difference is that unlike those big tech companies and their massive data centers, with Nextcloud, you host it yourself on your own server.
So it's like creating your own little digital kingdom where you get to be the ruler.
You got it.
But what does that actually mean for someone's day-to-day life? I mean, what problems does Nextcloud solve that, say, Google Drive or Dropbox doesn't?
Okay, so imagine this. You're working on a sensitive project, maybe financial reports or confidential client information. With traditional cloud services, you're essentially putting all your trust in that company to keep your data safe. But with Nextcloud, you're in charge. You decide where that data is stored, who has access, and how it's protected. It's all about peace of mind, especially in a world where data breaches are becoming more and more common.
Right, because let's face it, those big tech companies have a bit of a track record when it comes to data breaches and privacy concerns. So with Nextcloud, it's like taking back control of your data destiny. You're not at the mercy of some tech giant's policies or security practices.
Precisely. And that control extends to every corner of the platform. Nextcloud is a complete alternative, offering everything from file storage and syncing to secure chat, video conferencing, and even a whole office suite. They're really aiming to cover all the bases.
Speaking of covering bases, let's delve into some of these specific applications. One that really stood out to me was Nextcloud Talk. Can you tell me a bit more about how it stacks up against something like Zoom or Microsoft Teams?
Sure. So picture this. You're on a video call with a client discussing some pretty sensitive business strategies. Would you really want that conversation potentially being monitored or your data just floating around on servers you have absolutely no control over?
Definitely not. And I think a lot of our listeners out there are probably nodding their heads right now, feeling that same sense of unease.
Exactly. And that's where Nextcloud Talk really shines. Because you're hosting it on your own server, you have complete control over the security and privacy of your calls. All that data, even the metadata, stays within your own digital fortress. Plus, they've built in some really robust features like end-to-end encryption.
Hold on, back up a sec. End-to-end encryption. For those of us who aren't tech wizards, can you explain what that actually means?
It's like sending a message in a locked box, where only the person you're sending it to has the key to open it. Even if someone manages to intercept the box along the way, they can't see what's inside. It's like the gold standard for secure communication.
Got it. So Nextcloud Talk is taking that same level of security and applying it to video calls and chat. That's pretty impressive.
It is. And they haven't skimped on features either. You've got screen sharing, the ability to integrate with existing phone systems using something called SIP, and even video verification for added security.
Mm-hmm.
And they've developed something called a high-performance backend for larger organizations.
Okay, you're going to have to break that down for me. High-performance backend. What in the world is that?
Think of it as the engine room of a ship. It's the behind-the-scenes tech that powers the whole system. The high-performance backend allows Nextcloud Talk to handle really large-scale video calls and webinars without any hiccups. So even if you're a company with hundreds or even thousands of employees, Nextcloud Talk can handle the load.
So it's like having a dedicated lane on the highway just for your video calls so they don't get bogged down in all the traffic?
Exactly. They've really thought this through from top to bottom.
Well, from what I'm hearing, Nextcloud sounds pretty impressive so far. But what about file storage and collaboration? Isn't that the bread and butter of these kinds of platforms?
You're right. And Nextcloud definitely doesn't disappoint in that department. They have an application called, well, it's pretty straightforward, Nextcloud Files. It's all about storing and managing your files securely.
So basically their version of Dropbox or Google Drive. But what makes it different?
Remember that control we talked about earlier. That's the key differentiator here. With Nextcloud Files, you're not just throwing your files into some mysterious server in the cloud. You're storing them on your own server, which gives you complete control over who has access to them and how they're shared. And just like the other platforms, you can access those files from any device.
So no more worrying about some random tech company peeping into your files or suddenly changing their terms of service on you.
Exactly. And beyond the whole security aspect, they've also built in some really neat collaboration features. Let's say you're working on a document with a colleague. Nextcloud Files has this thing called file locking. Basically, it prevents you both from editing the same file at the exact same time and accidentally overwriting each other's changes.
Oh, I've definitely been in those situations where it's like a digital tug of war over a document. File locking is a lifesaver. What about version control?
Yeah, they've got that covered too. Imagine you're working on a presentation, you make some changes, but then realize, oh, shoot, I actually like the previous version better. With Nextcloud Files, you can just go back to any previous version of a file. No need to panic.
That's amazing. So many times I've wished I could just rewind time on a document. But I'm curious, can it handle all the different ways people store and manage their data these days? I mean, some people have files scattered on external hard drives, network drives, or even other cloud services. Can Nextcloud really handle that kind of complexity?
It can. Nextcloud is built to be incredibly flexible. It can integrate with a ton of external storage solutions. I mean, everything from simple FTP servers to more complex object storage systems, even other cloud providers like Dropbox and Google Drive.
Wow. So Nextcloud is like a central hub for all your data, no matter where it's actually living. It's like the United Nations of data storage.
Exactly. And the best part is you can manage all of these different storage locations right from within the Nextcloud interface. It's like one-stop shopping for all your data needs. You can move files between locations, share them with colleagues, and control access permissions, all from one unified interface.
Okay, I'm really starting to see the power of Nextcloud now. It's not just about secure file storage. It's about taking control of your whole digital life. You've got the secure communication, those powerful collaboration tools, and the flexibility to handle all your data, regardless of where it's actually stored. But I have to ask, is this just for tech-savvy people? Is it something that the average person can actually set up and use?
That's a common misconception.
Yeah.
Sure, setting up Nextcloud initially does require some technical know-how, but there are so many resources out there to help you. They have an active community forum, really comprehensive documentation, and even pre-configured virtual machines that can get you up and running pretty quickly.
So even if I'm not a tech wizard, I can still get the benefits of Nextcloud without having to like pull an all-nighter trying to figure things out.
Exactly. And once it's set up, the user interface is actually very intuitive. It's designed to be user-friendly, even for those who aren't particularly tech savvy. Think of it like setting up a new smartphone. Might seem a little intimidating at first, but once you get the hang of it, it's pretty straightforward.
Okay, that's great to hear. So we've covered a lot of ground with Nextcloud's core features, like Talk and Files. But they have a lot more to offer, right? They've got applications that dig into things like groupware and even a full-fledged office suite. So tell me, what exactly is Nextcloud groupware? How does it help people work together more effectively?
Well, imagine this. You're working on a project with a team, and you need a way to coordinate schedules, share contacts, manage those pesky tasks, and even collaborate on documents. That's where Nextcloud Groupware swoops in. It's like having this virtual office space where everyone can stay connected and work together without, you know, stepping on each other's toes.
So it's kind of like their version of tools like Microsoft Outlook or Google Workspace, but again, with the added benefit of self-hosting and all that security and privacy that comes with it.
Exactly. And they've packed in some really useful features specifically for teams. For instance, they have shared mailboxes and calendars so everyone can stay on top of things like project updates and deadlines. They've also got a neat little feature called Circles, which lets you create these custom groups for different projects or departments.
So instead of having a million different email threads and chat groups, you can just organize everything neatly within Nextcloud. That sounds like a huge time saver.
It is, and they've even integrated a Kanban-style task board, which is called Deck. Have you ever used Trello or Asana?
Oh, absolutely. Those are like my go-to tools for staying organized.
Oh, Deck is similar, but it's built right into the Nextcloud world. You can create tasks, assign them to different team members, track their progress, and even attach files right from your Nextcloud storage. It's a really powerful way to keep those projects on track and make sure everyone's on the same page.
I'm really liking how everything in Nextcloud is so interconnected. It feels like a truly integrated ecosystem. And that brings us to the Office suite, something we haven't even talked about yet. What exactly does Nextcloud Office bring to the table? And how does it compare to the big players like Microsoft 365 or Google Docs?
Well, imagine you're working on a document with your team. Everyone's contributing in real time. That's what Nextcloud Office makes possible with its collaborative editing features. And no need to worry about compatibility issues. It supports all those standard formats like DOCX and PPTX, so you can work with your existing files without any headaches. But the real game changer here is that everything happens on your own server. You're not sending your precious data off to Microsoft or Google. It's all stored securely within your Nextcloud instance.
Okay, so I'm noticing a pattern here. Nextcloud is all about giving you the power and flexibility of those popular platforms, but with the added security and privacy of self-hosting, it's the best of both worlds.
You got it. It's like having your cake and eating it too, and they really have thought of everything. Nextcloud Office isn't just some standalone application. It's deeply integrated with all the other parts of the Nextcloud platform.
Deeply integrated. Give me some examples.
For example, you can easily share files from Nextcloud Files right into a Nextcloud Office document. Or you can start a video call with your team directly from Nextcloud Office. There's even a chat feature built in so you can talk to your colleagues while working on a document together. It's a truly collaborative environment.
Wow, that's impressive. They've really created a seamless workflow between all their applications. It's like they've anticipated every possible need. We've covered a lot in this first part of our deep dive into Nextcloud. We've seen how they approach secure communication with Nextcloud Talk, explored the robust file storage and collaboration features with Nextcloud Files, and looked at the impressive teamwork tools of Nextcloud Groupware and Office. But before we move on to the next part of our discussion, I want to take a moment to reflect on something that's really struck me about Nextcloud. They're not just building software, they're building a movement.
You're absolutely right. Nextcloud is championing this vision of a more decentralized and privacy-respecting internet. They're not just giving you the tools, they're empowering you to reclaim your digital sovereignty. It's a message that's resonating with more and more people.
Absolutely. It's like they're saying, we don't have to accept the status quo. We can build a better internet together.
And they're doing it with open source software. This means that the code is freely available for anyone to look at, modify, and distribute. This transparency really builds trust and creates a strong sense of community.
I love that. It's like they're saying, we've got nothing to hide. Come join us and help us build something better.
Precisely. And that community aspect is huge. They have a very active and engaged community of users and developers who are constantly contributing to the platform, sharing ideas, and helping each other out.
So it's not just about the technology, it's about the people behind it, and that makes a huge difference. But let's take a quick break and come back for part two of our deep dive. We'll delve into some of the more technical aspects of the platform, weigh its strengths and weaknesses, and try to answer the big question, is Nextcloud the right choice for you? Stay tuned.
Welcome back to the deep dive. It's remarkable how Nextcloud manages to weave together so many different functionalities into this cohesive, user-centric platform.
It really is. And I'm particularly interested in how Nextcloud tackles the issue of privacy. I think our listeners are very aware of the growing concerns about data security and how much personal information is floating around out there. Can you delve a little deeper into how Nextcloud addresses these concerns and what sets them apart from the mainstream cloud providers?
You've hit upon a critical point. With Nextcloud, you're not just using a service, you're taking ownership of your digital space. Think of it like this. With traditional cloud services, your data is like a postcard traveling through the postal system. Anyone handling it along the way could, in theory, take a peek.
Yeah, okay, I'm getting a little nervous just thinking about that.
Right. But with Nextcloud, your data is more like a sealed, tamper-proof envelope that only you and your intended recipients have the keys to open.
So it's not just about trusting Nextcloud as a company, it's about having the technical means to ensure that your data is protected no matter what.
Precisely. And they achieve this through a combination of encryption, access controls, and most importantly, self-hosting. By keeping your data on your own server, you eliminate the risk of third parties accessing it without your permission.
And this is where things get really interesting for businesses, right? I mean, so many companies these days are dealing with regulations like GDPR, which have strict requirements about data handling and privacy.
Absolutely. Nextcloud is a godsend for businesses that need to ensure compliance with these regulations. By self-hosting, they have complete control over where their data is stored and who has access to it, making it much easier to meet those compliance requirements.
It's like Nextcloud is handing you the keys to the kingdom and saying, here, you're in charge now.
Exactly. And that level of control is invaluable in today's regulatory landscape. But it goes beyond just compliance. It's also about peace of mind. Knowing that your data is safe and secure from prying eyes, whether it's competitors, hackers, or even governments, can be a huge relief, especially for businesses dealing with sensitive information.
And I imagine this resonates with individuals as well, right? We're all increasingly concerned about our online privacy and how our data is being used.
Absolutely. Nextcloud empowers individuals to take back control of their digital lives. It's like building your own personal data sanctuary, where you get to set the rules and decide who gets access to your information.
I love that analogy, a data sanctuary. But let's get practical for a moment. We've talked about the high-level benefits of Nextcloud, but I'm curious about the actual user experience. Is it truly user-friendly? Is it something that the average person can pick up and use without feeling overwhelmed?
That's a key question. Honestly, one of the things that surprised me most about Nextcloud is how intuitive and well-designed the interface is. It's right. Clean, modern, and very easy to navigate, even for those who aren't particularly tech savvy.
So it's not just a bunch of cryptic commands and confusing menus.
Not at all. They've clearly put a lot of thought into making Nextcloud accessible to a wide range of users. Whether you're uploading files, sharing documents, collaborating on projects, or managing your calendar and contacts, everything is laid out in a logical and straightforward way.
Okay, that's great to hear. What about mobile access? I mean, these days, everyone expects to be able to access their files and collaborate from their smartphones and tablets.
Nextcloud has that covered too. They have fantastic mobile apps for both Android and iOS that are just as polished and user-friendly as the web interface. You can do pretty much everything on the mobile app that you can do on the desktop version, including accessing your files, sharing documents, editing spreadsheets, chatting with colleagues, and even participating in video calls.
Wow, that's impressive. So they've really made an effort to make Nextcloud a seamless experience across all devices. But let's shift gears a bit and talk about something that I know our listeners are particularly interested in: collaboration features. We've touched on file sharing and syncing, but what about real-time collaboration on documents, projects, and communication? How does Nextcloud stack up against the big players like Google Workspace and Microsoft Teams in this regard?
Nextcloud really shines in the collaboration department. They offer a powerful suite of tools that allows teams to work together seamlessly, no matter where they are located. One of the things that sets Nextcloud apart is its commitment to open standards and interoperability.
Can you explain what you mean by open standards and why that's important for collaboration?
Sure. Open standards basically ensure that different systems and applications can talk to each other without any compatibility issues. It's like having a universal translator for the digital world. And for collaboration, this is crucial because it means that you can easily work with people who might be using different devices, operating systems, or even other cloud platforms.
So I could be working on a document in Nextcloud Office, and my colleague, who's using Microsoft Word, could collaborate on that same document without any problems.
Exactly. Nextcloud supports all the major document formats, including DOCX, XLSX, and PPTX, so you can easily share files and work together seamlessly, regardless of what software you're using. And it goes beyond just document editing. Nextcloud also integrates seamlessly with other collaboration tools like calendars, contacts, and even project management applications.
So it's like having a centralized hub for all your collaboration needs, regardless of what other tools you're using.
Exactly. And that's a huge advantage for teams that might be using a mix of different applications. Nextcloud brings everything together in a unified and streamlined way.
Speaking of bringing things together, let's talk about Nextcloud Talk. We briefly touched on it earlier, but I'm curious to hear more about how it compares to the other popular video conferencing platforms out there like Zoom and Microsoft Teams. What makes Nextcloud Talk unique, and why should our listeners consider using it?
Nextcloud Talk is a fantastic alternative to the mainstream video conferencing platforms, and it offers a number of unique advantages. First and foremost, it's built with privacy and security in mind. All calls are end-to-end encrypted, meaning that only the participants in the call can see or hear what's being said.
It's like having a private, secure conversation in a soundproof room.
Exactly. And because Nextcloud Talk is self-hosted, you have complete control over where the call data is stored and who has access to it. This is a huge advantage over platforms like Zoom, where call data is often stored on their servers in the cloud.
Okay, so privacy and security are definitely top priorities for Nextcloud Talk. But what about features and functionality? Does it have all the bells and whistles that people expect from a modern video conferencing platform?
Absolutely. Nextcloud Talk is packed with features, including screen sharing, file sharing, chat, recording, and even the ability to integrate with other applications like calendars and contacts. You can easily schedule meetings, invite participants, and even join calls from your mobile device.
So it's not just a bare-bones solution. So rich as the other platforms out there.
Exactly. And they're constantly adding new features and improvements based on user feedback. One of the things I really appreciate about Nextcloud is their commitment to open development.
What do you mean by open development?
It means that the development process is transparent and collaborative. Users can submit feature requests, report bugs, and even contribute to the code base itself. This leads to a much more responsive and community-driven development cycle, which is reflected in the quality and innovation of the platform.
Okay, so it's not just a company dictating what features get added. It's a true collaboration between the developers and the users. That's pretty cool.
Absolutely. And it's one of the things that makes Nextcloud so special. It's a platform that's built by the people for the people.
Well said. I think our listeners are getting a really good sense of what Nextcloud Talk is all about and why it's such a compelling alternative to the mainstream video conferencing platforms. But let's zoom out a bit and talk about the bigger picture. We've discussed the benefits of Nextcloud for individuals and businesses, but what about its impact on society as a whole? How does Nextcloud contribute to a more equitable and ethical digital landscape?
That's a great question. I think Nextcloud is playing a vital role in promoting digital sovereignty and empowering individuals and communities to take control of their data and their online lives. By offering a decentralized and self-hosted alternative to the big tech giants, they're giving people the tools to break free from the walled gardens of proprietary platforms and create their own digital spaces where they can set the rules and protect their privacy.
It's like they're saying, the internet doesn't have to be controlled by a handful of powerful corporations. We can build a more democratic and decentralized internet where everyone has a voice and a choice.
Exactly. And that's a powerful message, especially in today's world, where we're seeing increasing concerns about data privacy, surveillance, and the concentration of power in the tech industry. Nextcloud is offering a real alternative, a way to build a more ethical and equitable digital future.
Well said. But let's be realistic. Nextcloud isn't a magic bullet that's going to solve all the problems of the internet overnight. There are still challenges to overcome, complexities to navigate, and technical hurdles to clear. But I think what's so inspiring about Nextcloud is that they're not just talking about change, they're actually building the tools to make it happen.
Absolutely. They're leading by example, showing that it's possible to create a more user-centric and privacy-respecting internet. And they're doing it with open-source software, which means that anyone can contribute to the project, adapt it to their needs, and help spread the message of digital sovereignty.
I love that. It's a true community effort, a grassroots movement that's gaining momentum every day. And I'm excited to see where this journey takes us.
Well, we've covered a lot of ground in this second part of our deep dive. But before we wrap up, I want to address a common question that we often get from our listeners. Is Nextcloud just for techies, or is it something that anyone can use?
That's a great question. Honestly, I think Nextcloud is for anyone who values privacy, control, and the freedom to choose how their data is used and stored. It's true that self-hosting does require some technical knowledge, but as we mentioned earlier, there are plenty of resources available to help you through the process, and there are also hosted solutions available if you prefer a more hands-off approach.
So it's really about choosing the option that best fits your needs and technical comfort level.
Exactly. And once you get past the initial setup, the user interface is incredibly intuitive and easy to use, even for non-technical users. Plus, the Nextcloud community is incredibly welcoming and supportive. There are forums, chat groups, and documentation galore to help you along the way. That's great to hear. So if someone is on the fence about trying Nextcloud, what would you say to encourage them to take the plunge?
I would say, give it a try. You have nothing to lose and potentially a lot to gain. Download the software, spin up a trial instance, and see for yourself how powerful and liberating it can be to take control of your data and your digital life. You might be surprised at how easy it is to use and how much you enjoy the experience.
Well said. I think that's a great note to end on. We've covered a lot of ground in this deep dive, but the conversation about Nextcloud is far from over. In our final segment, we'll explore some of the potential challenges and considerations for implementing Nextcloud, discuss the future of the platform, and offer our final thoughts on why we believe Nextcloud is a game changer in the world of data storage and collaboration. Stay tuned for the exciting conclusion of the deep dive.
Welcome back to the deep dive. It feels like we've only just scratched the surface of what's possible with Nextcloud. We've talked about its powerful features, the strong commitment to security and privacy, and how it has the potential to really change how we think about data and collaboration.
Yeah, it's been a pretty amazing journey. Nextcloud is one of those platforms that keeps revealing these new layers of depth and possibility the more you dig into it.
Okay, so let's bring this all together for our listeners. We've gone through a lot of technical details, but now I want to focus on the big picture. Why should people even care about Nextcloud? What makes it stand out in today's, you know, crazy digital world?
You know, it all comes down to a fundamental shift in how we see our data and, frankly, our whole relationship with technology. For so long, we've just been passive consumers, handing over our data to these huge tech companies without really understanding what it all means. Nextcloud is saying, no more. It's about taking back control, owning your digital life, and creating a future where technology empowers you, not the other way around.
I love that. It's about empowerment and taking back control. But let's be real, not everyone has the technical skills or the money to set up something like Nextcloud themselves. Is it really an option for, you know, the average person or a small business?
That's a fair point. Self-hosting isn't for everyone. But that's what's so great about Nextcloud. They offer something for everyone. If you're not comfortable with the technical stuff, there's always the option to go with a hosted solution from one of their trusted partners. You still get all those Nextcloud benefits, the privacy, the security, the control, without having to actually manage the server yourself.
So it's like deciding between building your own house or buying one that's already built. You're getting the same end result, a place you can call your own, but the way you get there is different.
Exactly. And Nextcloud has done an amazing job providing options that fit everyone's needs and technical abilities. They've also made the platform incredibly easy to use. The interface is super clean, intuitive, easy to navigate, even if you're not a tech expert.
Okay, good to know. But let's talk about the elephant in the room, money. I mean, a lot of these big companies offer their services for free, at least up to a point. So how does Nextcloud compete on price?
That's a great question, and it really depends. If you decide to self-host Nextcloud, the main cost is going to be the server hardware and then the electricity to actually run it. The Nextcloud software itself is totally free. It's open source.
So you're paying something up front, but then no monthly fees. That's a pretty attractive option for a lot of people, especially those who value their privacy and don't want to be tied to a subscription.
Exactly. And if you choose to go with a hosted solution, you'll usually have a monthly fee that you pay to the hosting provider. That can change depending on what you need and the size of your organization. But even with a hosted setup, you're usually getting more bang for your buck compared to those big tech companies. Because you're not just paying for storage or processing power, you're paying for that privacy, control, and commitment to ethical data practices.
That makes sense. It's like choosing between fast food and a home-cooked meal. Fast food is cheaper and faster, but home-cooked is usually healthier, tastier, and better for you overall.
I love that analogy. I think it perfectly sums up the choice between Nextcloud and those mainstream cloud providers. It's about thinking long term, beyond just the immediate cost. Think about the benefits for you, for your business, even for society as a whole.
Well said. Let's shift gears a bit and talk about the future of Nextcloud. They've come a long way in a short time, but what's next? What big trends and innovations are they working on?
One of the things that really excites me about Nextcloud is their drive to push the limits of what we think is possible with data storage and collaboration. They're constantly experimenting with new technologies, new features, things like federated cloud sharing. This allows you to seamlessly share data and work together with people on other Nextcloud servers, even if they're hosted by different providers.
So it's kind of like creating a whole network of Nextcloud servers that can all talk to each other securely and smoothly.
Exactly. It's like a vision for a more connected and collaborative internet, a world without data silos, where users have more control over how their data is shared.
That's a pretty powerful vision. What other innovations are they working on?
They're really into artificial intelligence and machine learning, using it to improve the user experience and make Nextcloud even smarter and more intuitive. For example, they're developing AI-powered tools that can automatically tag your files, transcribe audio recordings, even suggest content based on what you're working on.
Wow, that's impressive. Sounds like they're really using the latest tech to make Nextcloud as user-friendly and intelligent as possible.
They are. And they're doing it all while focusing on privacy and ethical use of data. They're not collecting your data to sell to advertisers or to build these creepy profiles. They're using AI to help you, not exploit you.
Okay, that's definitely refreshing to hear. So it seems like Nextcloud is on this path of constant innovation and growth. But, like any platform, there are going to be bumps in the road. What are some of the things that could slow Nextcloud down or prevent it from reaching its full potential?
One challenge is just getting the word out. Nextcloud isn't as well known as those giant tech companies, so it's an uphill battle to convince people to switch over from what they're already using.
So kind of like a David and Goliath situation.
Exactly. But the good news is more and more people are realizing how important data privacy and control are, and they're looking for alternatives to those big companies.
Okay, that's good news. Anything else that could be a challenge?
The technology itself can be complex. Self-hosting can be intimidating for some people, even with hosted solutions. There's a bit of a learning curve to really understand how Nextcloud works and how to use all its features.
So it's not as simple as just setting it up and forgetting about it. You have to be willing to put in some time and effort to really get the most out of it.
That's true, but for a lot of people, that effort is worth it. It's about taking charge of your digital life and building a future where technology works for you.
Well said. I think our listeners have a really good grasp now of the opportunities and the challenges that Nextcloud is facing. Before we wrap up our deep dive, I want to hear your final thoughts. Why is Nextcloud so important to you? What do you hope to see from them down the road?
I think Nextcloud represents a real turning point in how we think about technology and how we deal with our data. It's about giving power back to individuals and communities, supporting collaboration and innovation, and creating a more ethical and equitable digital world. I hope to see Nextcloud continue to grow, to keep challenging the status quo, and to inspire more people to take control of their digital lives.
That's a beautiful vision, and I think it's something that many of our listeners share. We've dug into a lot of technical stuff during this deep dive, but Nextcloud is really about something much bigger. It's about values, about principles, about believing in a better future for the internet. As we wrap up our show today, I want to leave our listeners with a question. What does a fairer and more ethical digital world look like to you, and how can Nextcloud help us get there?
That's a really powerful question to consider. I encourage everyone listening to check out Nextcloud, play around with it, and join the growing community of people who are working towards a more decentralized and empowering digital future.
Well said. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into Nextcloud. It's been a really eye-opening and inspiring journey, and we hope it sparked your curiosity and given you a fresh perspective on what technology can be. Until next time, stay curious, stay engaged, and stay in control of your digital life.